Hello everyone. Today on AC News, two historians, Mr. Sylvester Weil and Mr. Michael Jones, are here with me to talk about a time capsule they found, dated from 1946 precisely. Mr. Jones, take over.
Thank you, miss. So yes, Sylvester and I were in Britain doing research near Stonehenge when I tripped across an overdug pile of dirt.
We decided to take a quick look, for it seemed very odd, and after numerous minutes of intense digging, we found an old metal case, with the date 1946 engraved on it, and to our surprise, it contained various objects from that tragic time.
What objects, exactly, may I ask?
Many, but the most intriguing ones were diaries written by British women during World War II.
Handwriting and all.
Do you happen to have those diaries with you? I'm sure our audience would be happy to hear a few extracts.
In fact, we do.
Yes, we do.
The first diary was written by Miss Anwen Browne, a 25-year-old volunteer in the RANS and the WVS organizations. The next two were written by Miss Rosie Clapton and Miss Isla Clover.
April 1942. Today I decided to volunteer for the WVS, where I can offer refreshments to the soldiers or knit socks to keep them from frostbite. Plus, it's not all that bad since it keeps me busy and helps me stop thinking about Jack. He left for war last year when I joined the RENS, which is where I take care of the weather forecasts as well as help plot battles. It truly makes me feel like I'm helping Britain and those at war, including Jack. Apparently, once you've been in the RENS Association for a long period of time, you get to help with communication services and signaling the town when intruders are among us. I started those activities not too long ago, and even though it's still hard work, I'm still learning. Even though summer's almost here, I truly feel like everyone around me is coal and gray. That's what war does to you. It sucks all the color out of your surroundings until everything's nothing but a room of darkness. July 1942. Summer arrived not too long ago, and work still took over everyone's daily routine. It doesn't feel like summer, though, nor has it for the past 2 years. Jack hasn't come to visit either, and I'm not expecting him to. He still sends me letters, which is a start. He talks about when we will see each other again, how war can't keep us apart forever. He says that one day he'll come back and I won't need to worry about when I don't get his weekly letters. Jack promises me he'll be back, promises me that time will come. Deep down, those are lies, all lies.
October 1940. It's been a month since I started working for the SOE. The association makes us use fake identities so the Axis don't find out who we truly are. They make us do extremely dangerous jobs. Not too long ago, I was one of the first women parachuted into France. Even though I knew we wouldn't all survive, I didn't expect to lose so many. Julie, my best friend, died as she tried to open her parachute before hitting the ground, not making it in time. I was the one who convinced her to join the SOE. She should not have died that day. Our training did not prepare us for this. If I continue working for the SOE, it's for her. Just the thought of her dying for nothing makes me feel sick. We are gonna win this war, and I feel lucky to have the chance of fighting for my country. I'm fighting for you, Julie. January 1941. I rewent to France in December. It used to be a happy place, at least to me. Now, not so much. The weather is worse than usual, and I had to spend Christmas time alone, with no one. Sounds quite lonely when I say it like that, but it's only the truth. Mom and Dad came to see me last week, still not knowing what I really do. It sounds funny because when Ellie, my older sister, became a spy back during the First World War, I would dream of being just like her, living a double life. I was the only one she told, the only one that knew. She was the only person that I trusted, but now she's dead, so I can't tell her. I can't tell anyone, really. It's me and only me.
March 1944. I was requested to work at a different factory today. Since the beginning of war, I've been working in a food factory near our house. I'd taken up Nick's job after he enrolled for war, leaving me to deal with three kids on my own. Nancy and Marine are still in primary school, and John is turning 15 in a week. He helps me a lot, getting the girls to and back from school and cooking two nights a week. I do my best to avoid asking him for help, but I can't handle everything alone. When I worked at the old factory, I would come home at 9 at least two nights a week and didn't even get my whole Sunday off. Now, my hours are slightly better, although I still don't think we get paid enough for all the work we do. I can't complain, though. None of us have a choice. January 1945. Food is getting worse every day, and our clothes are full of patches and holes after all the hard work we do in the factories. I try to cover them up, but I never have enough time. I wish this war was over, and Nick was home. I don't even know if he's still alive. The last time we heard from him was last month. When war started, I refused to send my children to the countryside. Who could even bear the thought? Besides, it's not like they wanted to go either. Now I'm starting to wonder if it was the right decision. We survived the bombings, but who knows when this will end. The government keeps hanging posters in the city, making radio announcements, all to try keep our spirits up, but most of us are pretending. We act as though all is well, as though the only thing we have to worry about is whether or not our clothes are following the latest fashion. It's getting tiring having to keep up a facade in front of our neighbors, of the grocery store owners, even in front of our children. Work is starting to become a safe haven where no one has to pretend or be obliged to smile when all they feel like doing is crying. I never thought I'd say this one day, but I look forward to heading off to work.
Those were some interesting stories. The way women lived back then never stops to amaze me, and I'm sure it amazes everyone just as much. Do you boys have any idea what happened to them?
Sadly, we don't, but we are trying to find out more regarding what happened to them after the war. Right now, though, we don't have many clues.
Yeah, we don't have much information.
Hopefully, we will find out more in near future.
We sure hope so.
That's great. I sure hope you let us know. I'm afraid we have to let you go now, but thank you for coming, and we hope to have the chance to invite you both again on AC News. Smart Sound.